Fukushima Travels by Michiel van Aalto of the University of Cambridge. This poster is inspired by my recent research and fieldwork as a social scientist on the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Since 2017, I have traveled to Japan on several occasions. With Japanese colleagues, I have initiated research projects with the aim of learning about the Fukushima disaster and taking these experiences and the lessons learned back with me to Europe. So what is it that we are learning? This poster depicts how Fukushima has registered in narratives, pictures, and images in my home country of Belgium, evoking hope, despair, anger, and awe. As it seeks to illustrate, Fukushima travels a complicated route and is transformed and repackaged in various ways. There are the dominant, mediatized narratives of expert reasoning, found, for instance, in expert statements such as, "Here are the facts," and as seen in the first image on the poster, taken from the website of the Nuclear Forum, a pro-nuclear lobby in Belgium. There is fear, also highly mediatized, as in the next two pictures on the poster, one depicting the nuclear power plants of Doel in the north of Belgium, close to the city of Antwerp, and the other with a member of Greenpeace holding up a sign reading, "Fukushima could happen here." We also encounter what author Yevgeny Morozov has termed technological solutionism. For instance, in a newspaper article entitled "Important Milestone in Fukushima Cleanup." The article describes how organizations like TEPCO use cranes to clean up the power plant and how robots, quote, "come to the rescue," unquote, many years after the disaster. The authors do not engage with some basic questions, such as, how was the Fukushima disaster possible? How can we avoid nuclear meltdowns in the future? Less prominent, but I believe more promising, are the aspirations of transformation and renewal from the bottom up, so to speak. I refer here to experiments in citizen science, with citizens in Japan and elsewhere generating their own scientific data and tools, and seeking to open nuclear research and science policymaking to the wider public. In recent years, citizen science initiatives such as SAFECAST have received increasing media attention, not only in Japan, but here in Belgium and Europe. As a social scientist who collaborates with nuclear scientists and technologists, and who informs policymakers, I am drawn to these new starting points, and to how travels between Japan and Europe can generate new possibilities for stakeholders interested in civic engagement, mutual learning, and democratic renewal. I report on these opportunities and the challenges in publications such as a 2019 report, which I wrote with Japanese and Belgian colleagues, and which is pictured in the bottom left-hand corner of the poster. While inevitably partial and incomplete, my impressions are meant to be generative, bringing practical and speculative considerations into the picture so that others could get an idea of what is at stake in citizen science after Fukushima, for individuals and broader communities. I invite others to think through these issues with me and to confess to the difficulties of transforming nuclear science society governance towards more responsible processes and outcomes. I wish everyone safe travels.